Continuing our exploration into Woodford history, Donna Grigor from the Woodford Historical Village joins 101.5 FM again today with tales from another pioneer family. Good morning, Donna. What have you got for us today?
Good morning, Deb and listeners. Well, the term going down a rabbit hole seems to be on the go for us this last few months. Google AI tells me the term means becoming deeply engrossed in something, often leading to a confusing, complex, or time-consuming experience. This is a metaphor for being distracted or lost in a topic. I can confirm this is true. George Mason was successful in obtaining 2,600 acres in 1875 from the Durandurra Station subdivision. In 1910, George subdivided the property into 12 farms. In 1961, C.T. Williams purchased the section with the original Mason homestead on it. It is now owned by his daughter Karen. In the early days of C.T. Williams owning the homestead, it was lost due to white hands, looting and vandalism. As a young girl, Karen had visions of growing up owning the homestead and is still saddened by its loss. However, she and sister Cheryl have used some materials from the homestead in their own new builds. We were contacted by the Mason family to see if we had any information on the property. We were able to help and return receive photos information we didn't have and will receive a copy of their publication when completed. This is always a great outcome for us as we can add it to our museum collection. I recently visited the property to get photos of what remnants were still there from the Mason family. The original homestead flyerplace still stands, the workers' cottage is under restoration, most of the original dairy still stands, and a few other bits and pieces. The biggest mystery is a book found by C.T. Williams when he was inspecting the property before purchasing it. He found the book up a hollow log. Inside the front cover, it says the book was awarded to Emma Turner for proficiency class on the 9th of December 1909 from the Monkland School. A Facebook post regarding the mystery received a lot of attention. However, Gympie Family History Society had some information about Anna and also said that Emma married William Current in 1918. However, she passed away in 1923. I relayed this information to Karen and she said her dad had bought a farm at Morrifield from a Mr. Current. But how did the book end up at Stanmore Farm? Decades later, when we think neither family knew each other at the time. There are some connections but no answers to how the book ended up the hollow log. Decades later, the investigation continues. This being our last podcast for 2025, on behalf of the Woodford Historical Society, we'd like to thank 101.5 FM and listeners for the opportunity to share our town's history. Have a safe and happy Christmas.
Donna Grigor, thank you for sharing some tantalising tales over the last year. Listen again to this interview or any of Donna's stories from the annals of the history of Woodford on 101.5fm.com.au and search podcasts.